reduction sale going on while supplies last. Stop into Sharp City at 1927 Marconi on the Hill and check out the Bertarelli difference. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Pinion's Playhouse, the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Franco Pinion, is just around the corner.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters. Counter six showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
With only 3 home games left, you don't want to miss the action at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, February 10th, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against LaSalle at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus LaSalle, Saturday, February 10th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets now at SLUBillikens.com.
Hang out with 590 The Fan at Mardi Gras this year at the 1860s Mardi Gras Party Tent on February 10th for only $75. That's $10 off regular price. You get access to the best tent in Soulard. Your ticket includes 11 to 6 access to the heated tent, access to 1860 Saloon, an open bar with premium drinks, AB beers, and the 1860s Cajun Buffet. All of this located in the heart of Soulard at the corner of 9th and Geyer. Purchase your tickets on 590thefan.com or search 590 on Eventbrite.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks. Fresh every day.
590 The Fan has merged all of its social media to 590 The Fan accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now you are able to easily find all of your favorite sports news and features in one convenient location. Check out the latest content on the all-new 590thefan.com and download our 590 mobile app on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like 590 The Fan on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter for the most up-to-date sports news and notes from around the area. That's the all-new 590thefan.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had aged beef tenderloin? Sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you can eat them with a butter knife. It's called the pepper loin. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas, You can see the Warren's 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years. Check us out at BuyerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Dukes and Soulard is throwing down this year for Mardi Gras February 10th, offering a free admission heated tent with live music from 11 until close. Dukes' free tent will have tons of porta potties along with cash bars and food stands. But that's not even it. Step out of the Dukes tent into Mardi Gras' biggest, wildest, and craziest street party. Dukes and Soulard at the corner of Menard and Allen in the heart of Soulard's Mardi Gras. Dukes and Soulard was voted St. Louis' best bar and best sports bar in the 2017 RFT.
SSM Health welcomes the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last, presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the table.
That guy in a little coat.
Great.
I know that I should know what that is. I've been told a dozen times.
Chris,
what is that,
Farley from Tommy Boy?
Tommy Boy.
Yeah, Tommy Boy.
Okay. Wow, what a funny movie.
Yeah,
that was Tommy Boy. Well, good afternoon and welcome to February 8th edition of Pinions Playhouse, or day 7 of the bronchitis from hell. Excuse me. Now, we're brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price is a kitchen and bathroom remodeling company, and a really good one. We'll tell you where the showroom is and a whole lot more, but first, let's do this.
Hey!
At the control board from Birmingham, England, it's Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to anyone.
Hello to someone out there, all our listeners. Hope you're enjoying this show. Special shout out, of course, as always, to my mom and dad.
All righty. Oh. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi, and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason. They'll give you a complimentary portfolio review and make sure that you're doing the right thing. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Tim Woodburn just a few minutes ago, brought you another fantastic newscast. You say, well, that's what he does. He's a newsman. Oh, but wait, he's more. That's right. He is a private investigator in real life. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Gateway Investigations is my firm, Frank, and thank you for allowing me and that firm to be a part of this show. A lot of Missourians don't understand.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I'm tearing up.
Like the girl that flushed her support hamster down the toilet.
Oh.
So, anyway, a lot of...
Anyway.
I didn't say
anything.
I said it with a B.
He caught it. He caught it. He threw a B in there.
Wow. If I say any who or any bay, it doesn't count.
Nice.
Way to go.
Play.
I just ruined
it. Way to go.
There's my time.
Yeah.
Eat Tim at GatewayPI.net. Call me.
There we go.
Well, that's keep it simple. Call me. That's what he wants you to do. The man who's on the road a lot, but not today, is in the studio. Bill Cleveland is here. Bill, say hi.
Oh,
that's good. I like that. He's sometimes
so
he's eastbound. Sometimes he's westbound, sometimes he's north or southbound. The way you see it. Bill, I'm sorry, again, say hi. Say hi, everybody.
Really jumps out. Hello, everyone.
I forgot we talked about it and said we'd do it, and it just blasted out and scared all of us.
You're going to let it go 3 more seconds next time.
Everybody. Everybody jump. Next time, just bring it in. Not quite as hot.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
We jumped out of our headphones.
I need to work on the audio levels.
I wonder how many accidents you just caused on the highway.
Or in one of our chairs.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're all awake, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your heart is hind end.
Rat Boy is alive and well, and somewhere right now he's saying this.
Cheese!
Yep.
There you go.
He'll be in very soon.
Oh, that's so exciting. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. You don't want to go away. I'm going to play part of my Marlon Brando interview I did on June 30th, 2004 that I've never played you because I couldn't at his request until it was made public that he and Richard Pryor were lovers. And that is not a joke. That from Richard Pryor's widow who has his diary. Richard Pryor kept a diary and she's going to publish it. And it's got stuff in it, like he was lovers with Marlon Brando and other people, and he was bisexual. Juicy stuff. I predict that she'll sell a lot of those. And it's probably for the money. Okay, she'll sell a lot of them. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. I should have kept a diary when they did our kitchen. It was a four-week process. It took three to have a functioning kitchen, like water running and, you know, garbage disposal that worked. And then the last week was finishing touches, you know, trim and knobs and that kind of thing. And it was a long time ago. It was like over 20 years ago. But I remember it, and I remember the first day, everything was ripped out in one day. It was like watching those flip house shows where they go in with sledgehammers, just start knocking cabinets down and stuff. They just ripped everything out. And there were pipe exposed and studs and insulation. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this is how will this ever be a beautiful kitchen? Well, 3 weeks later it was. Unlike some companies that I know of where, and this came directly from friends who hired them, they were without kitchens for a couple of months. In one case, 6 months, which is ridiculous. They kept saying, oh, the cabinets came in wrong, had to reorder them from Siberia or wherever they came from. Look, Thompson Price and his people have a tremendous reputation. They're very good at what they do. When you get ready to do it right, the kitchen or the bathroom, this is who you want to include. Notice I didn't say you have to hire them. Just include them in your process of looking at companies and taking bids. You can see a little bit of what they're capable of doing at their showroom. It's in De Pere. Less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo.
See, he's actually got two theme songs. Yeah, he has one for the segment and then one when we introduce him. Wow, you're the only guy with two theme songs. You should be really happy.
Honored, yeah.
It is time, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, to check in with this guy, Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Thank you so much, Frank. Good afternoon, everyone. So I am going to use my precious moments here in the Playhouse to do something a little self-serving, but I'm very excited. Right. It's a little bit of an announcement here.
Uh-oh.
As you all know, I travel all across the United States. And so about 3 or 4 months ago, I decided that I was really not doing a lot of stuff here in my home state, our home state of Missouri. And I thought, you know, I'm wasting a lot of opportunities. I when I travel to different parts of the country, in most cases, I'm going through some town in Missouri or some place or passing by something in Missouri that I'm really not talking about. So this week, I launched another website. It's a brand new website. It's called MissouriRoads.org. And it's also a video series. So I know you probably will not remember this, but over the last few months, I've mentioned that I'm here, there, everywhere, whatever, doing something for a project. And this is the project that I've been working on. So I've got 7, 8, 9 different video segments already in the can, as they say in the business. And I'll tell you, it's been a lot of fun putting these things together. And so if folks would like to learn more, you can go to MissouriRoads.org. I also have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MissouriRoads.org.
You've got another website, MissouriRoads.org?
It's separate, and I'll be totally honest with you. I actually pitched this idea to a few different folks, including our own state tourism department. I was like, I'm doing all these things. Why not team up and do something? And people just were not interested. And I said, screw it. I'm going to do it on my own. So I've worked on getting some sponsors together.
I'll teach them.
That's right. And so, it's going to be great. And so here's the deal. This is just for AM and the PM listeners. I've not told this to anybody else. But if folks will go to and like the facebook.com/MissouriRoads website, Missouri Roads on Facebook, and there's a post up there right now, and it says, what is your favorite thing to do in Missouri? Or what would you suggest to someone who's visiting Missouri for the first time? Maybe it's a museum, maybe it's a place to eat, maybe it's a park, whatever it may be. What's your thing? What is your number one thing that you would suggest to someone who's never been to the state of Missouri before?
That's a great idea.
And I'm going to tell you, every person that contributes, who goes on, likes, and makes some sort of a comment or a suggestion, we will randomly pick a few winners on Monday. I'm going to give away some copies of my book, and I've got some other fun travel stuff that I'm going to give away to folks that participate. So kind of check it out.
Is this the site?
Yes, sir. That is my site.
MissouriRoads.org.
I said that. MissouriRoads.org.
He did say that.
.org.
Really
pay attention. So.
No, I don't know.
And I just will quickly, I don't want to take up too much time. Do you all have something that you would suggest? Somebody who's never been to the... Limey would probably suggest taking a ride on the Katy Trail in a car.
He likes such to drive. Smartass.
No, I'm just kidding.
He likes to drive on the Katy Trail.
Would actually recommend checking out the boathouse in Forest Park.
That's a good one.
In the spring or summer, that's a nice little event.
Didn't it burn down?
No,
you're thinking of a story probably from Kentucky.
Give me another idiot. No, yeah. Something did burn in Forest Park, though.
You would probably, maybe the lake, Frank? What would you say?
Yeah, I've drawn a blank. There's a cave, like the Merrimack Caverns type thing, and you can get to it by water at the lake or by road. And it's just, I drew a blank. I know exactly what it's called.
Onondaga.
It'll come to me later. But it'll come to me later. And when it does, I'll blur it out.
All right. So thank you for letting me mention that. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think, to share some stories from my...
My God, are you still talking?
Yes, he is.
Onondaga. Onondaga Cave.
I would go to Crown Candy Kitchen.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, all right. I'm Bill Clevland, on the road with a new theme song or two on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Folks, please don't email me. Go, where do I go to find that thing Bill was talking about?
I'll post it if you want on the AM and the PM page so people won't bother you.
Perfect, because they know that. AM and the PM, facebook.com/AM and the PM. All right, thank you. Now, earlier, the very beginning, I talked about that senseless shooting, and I had some information wrong. I said the dog owner shot the guy. He didn't. It was his friend that shot the guy. But it doesn't matter because the story is still the same. Senseless, ridiculous, avoidable. Taking of a life.
So the guy didn't even own nothing. He didn't even own the dog. It was his friend.
No, I got a couple of emails from people that just said that it wasn't the dog owner. It was his buddy. Well, that's even. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's still.
I know.
And you folks who don't know the story, you can find it. Go to the post, STL Today. It's there. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And
I actually looked up what is a large sized German Shepherd weigh? Just to see if it was even.
I'm going to say 130.
Oh, I would say 60 or 70 pounds.
It was 92.
92.
That would be considered a very large German Shepherd. Would be 92 pounds.
Wow.
I hit a German Shepherd with a motorcycle when I was.
Why did you do that?
17 or 18? Because it ran out in front of me.
Oh.
Chasing the bike, the motorcycle in front of me. It was chasing it, didn't see me, ran out, I hit it broadside, it weighed 120 pounds.
Oh.
I went over the handlebars, came down on the pavement on my back, and it was Illinois, no helmet, and miraculously, my head didn't hit the pavement, but it took my shoes off and cut my belt in half and knocked me out, and I was in the ditch unconscious. But that was a 120-pound dog.
And what? Everybody listen wants to know how the dog turned out.
Yeah,
the dog actually was okay. It was very bruised and hurt. They took it to the vet, bandaged him up, and he was okay. A couple of ribs, big dog, and he was over in the other ditch. But he didn't die, and he lived. His name was Duke the German Shepherd. Larry Connors, working through the pain. Only an hour tonight because of sports. So here's a little of what he'll talk about. He says that there's a big-name Democrat that says illegal immigrants who brought their kids to the U.S. should be called heroes. You can agree or disagree. He's also going to talk about this. Colin Kaepernick raises thousands of dollars, or has raised thousands of dollars, for a group that's named after a convicted cop killer. Why does that not surprise me about him? And he says the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is coming out, and some people say this time the magazine has gone too far. I haven't seen it yet, and I say no. No, they haven't. I haven't even seen it.
I'm going to go further.
I say go, yeah. what would be too far? So Larry will have that. And more, and some other stuff that I didn't mention about did President Obama interfere with the FBI investigation of Hillary Clinton and that kind of stuff. So it's always listenable. And he does his homework. He works very hard, even through back pain and still remnants of the flu. The big blockbuster news yesterday, Quincy Jones, in an interview with Vulture magazine. I'm not familiar with that magazine, but boy, did it hit the social media. Some of the stuff he said, and among the things he said was he said very matter of fact that Richard Pryor was bisexual and had was Marlon Brando's lover in the 70s. TMZ contacted Jennifer Lee Pryor, that's his widow, and she said yes, it is true. She knew all about it. Richard Pryor kept a diary. Now, Pryor apparently was openly bisexual, not to us. We didn't know it, but in Hollywood, you know, they did. In 2004, June 30th, I did a 13-hour interview with Marlon Brando.
13 hours?
Oh, yeah. Died the next day.
Holy moly.
And we talked about everything. And one of the parts I've never played was where he talked about this. And you'll hear why I've never mentioned it. Now, keep a couple of things in mind. He died the next day, July 1st, 2004. Richard Pryor died the next year, in December of 2005, so about a year and a half later. That's important. You'll see why. I'll roll it now. You'll hear me slate it, but we took breaks and came back, and I just wanted to slate the audio to identify it. So you'll hear that, and then you'll hear Marlon Brando. I'm back from a break. It is June 30th, 2004. I'm with Marlon Brando. Mr. Brando, if you don't mind, let's pick up where you had said something. I don't know if you even realize you said it offhandedly about your... I thought you said love affair with Richard Pryor. Did I hear that right?
Well, Frank, your hearing is... I don't know whatever the equivalent of 20/20 hearing is, or CSI is in hearing, but yeah, your hearing's perfect. I had a bisexual relationship with Richard Pryor. We were lovers, and I'm gonna ask you to do me a favor. I'm not well at all. I'm probably not gonna be around much longer. I would prefer that, you're not, you know, broadcast that part of the tape until I've passed away, and maybe when Richard has passed away, or it's okay with him or his widow. That'll be my request, and I don't think Richard's going to be around much longer. He's not well. I would give him, you know, at the outside, maybe another 2 years. 2 years outside, probably a year and a half. And I don't feel very well, and I need to take another break. But yeah, it's true, we were lovers.
Wow. That is, oh my goodness. I had not heard it since we did it. I'd forgotten how powerful.
Huge news.
Woo!
You should
how
sell,
about the fact that he
that,
said,
like,
I don't feel well?
Something.
Well, I might. And, you know, he said, you heard him say, I don't feel well. I might not be around very long. Died the next day. And then you heard what he said about Richard Pryor. He's not going to make it two more years. And boom, 18 months later, Pryor's dead.
Whoa.
And I wasn't able to play it. You heard him say it until either Pryor's permission, or if he was dead, his widow's permission, and that's what just happened yesterday. So,
man,
I'm able to play. Whew!
Well, you could tell he
well,
was
I'll never
sick
forget that day.
He had
gastrointestinal issues.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a huge man, and now we know, you know, bisexual. Wow, that's...
Under Richard Pryor brought over some flour.
See, I know what... Yeah, I know what that means, but it doesn't really actually work in this case because that's a wet spot joke.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Morning in no fault. I told the boy, come on over here now, boy. Get on some of this.
The movie that I'm looking forward to seeing, this opens, I think, yeah, today, this 1517 to Paris, the true story of the guys that overpowered the terrorists on the train. And I think by now everybody knows that Clint Eastwood used, you know, the actual guys that did it. Here's what's interesting. I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed in the movie, and I'll tell you why. Because every review that I've seen says the real story is in that encounter on the train. All the other stuff is just unnecessary fluff leading up to it. Them as little kids, and that probably is going to be true. I think I'll probably be bored through some of that.
Isn't that what Dan Buffa said, basically, that the kid story
I don't
and everything?
Even, yeah, I don't remember what he said. I have no memory, but here's the deal.
You remember you told us you were giving us all raises?
You know what? See, what if I actually am tomorrow diagnosed with Alzheimer's? Now, how bad will you feel?
We're gonna rob you blind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you will. You know what? You probably will. Thanks for an honest answer. Mm-hmm. So here's the deal. I didn't know till this morning that not only did Clint Eastwood use the same guys, it's on the same exact train. And all of the passengers are the people who were really on it that day. Wow. How about that? I mean, you talk about really. The guys are wearing the same clothes they wore when they overpowered the terrorists.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not giving much away here. You know what went down there. That one guy charged the terrorist who had an AK-47. And he pointed it right at him, and it jammed.
Oh.
I mean, you talk about not your time to go. Yeah. And I'm not going to say any more, but there's even more of somebody was looking out for these guys. And there's another part right after that. I'm not going to say it. You could go read it, but I haven't seen it. But I'm looking forward just for that scene because they say, even the guy, it's like it happened all over again. That's how exact it is. So I'm looking forward to it. Winter Olympics, open ceremonies, what, tonight?
No, the opening ceremony is tomorrow night.
Oh, that's right, tomorrow night.
But they have some events already scheduled tonight, like some figure skating and some other things.
But you're right, the big opening thing is tomorrow night. Yeah. And every year I do the same thing. I kind of like, who cares? And then, I never fails, I find myself watching a couple of events I can't stop watching, like downhill skiing, or what is that stuff where they go down a ramp and then they go up in the air on their skis for 10 minutes before they come down? Whatever that's called.
Ski jumping.
Slalom. My goodness, I can't believe people can even do that. So I watch that, and believe it or not, the curling thing I find very interesting. It looks kind of silly until you realize how difficult it is.
And guess how young the youngest athlete is in the Winter Olympics, and he's from Limey's home country.
13.
Keep going down.
Really?
Are you serious? You gotta be kidding me.
Keep going.
9.
10. No, a little higher.
Whoa.
10.
There is an 11-year-old snowboarder who qualified for the Winter Olympics this year. He's from Britain. His name is Will Gilmore, and he is 11 years old.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's competing with the likes of Shaun White?
Yep. Yeah, Shaun White's there.
Wow.
And how long can that guy keep going? He, like 40?
I don't know.
He won this kid won the 12 and under British indoor freestyle competition, and then once he won that, he entered the one where anybody aged can compete, and he finished third, and the top three got to go to the Winter Olympics.
Wow. That'll be worth it.
Hey, y'all said at the same time. That was beautiful the way you did that. Mm-hmm. and for anybody who really, again, doubts that there are a lot of stupid people, there's this show on TV called This Is Us. I've watched it a few times. My wife watches it. It's a really highly rated show.
Yes.
And they had an episode where they showed how the dad died. And there's a scene where, and this is years ago, it's a flashback. So there's a scene where an old crock pot sparks and catches fire. People who saw that, some people, some stupid people, started directing all kinds of hate messages toward the crockpot people. It's a TV show, and it was an older model crock. So the crockpot people have had to counter and PR this thing. I cannot even believe it. I can't believe how stupid people
are. Did they call them crock hoes?
That's not even.
Well, if they're making fun of each other, I mean, you got to come up with a derogatory name for your competition.
Yeah, this is like these people who will see a celebrity on the street and say nasty things to them because they think they're actually the character they hated in some TV series or something. They're actors. It's a fake spark and fire. It wasn't started by crockpot, you stupid people. And then real quickly, the Los Angeles Times just sold. Did you see this?
No.
The LA Times and the San Diego Union Tribune sold. One guy bought them. Patrick Soon-Shiong for $500 million in cash. And he took on $90 million in pension liabilities. Mr. Soon-Shiong has a lot of money, mm-hmm. and now he owns those papers and some other stuff.
Is that the name of the paper now, Soon-Shiong Times?
No. No, it's not.
Ladies, get in here, Blake.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, picture a construction site. Skilled laborers putting a beautiful building up, and one of the top workers and producers, a guy named Bob, he's not with it today. His work isn't up to par, and his supervisor goes over to him and goes, Bob, hey man, is something wrong? And Bob says, yeah, there's something wrong. He said, I'm sorry, boss. He said, I've never had a headache like this. My head is about to explode. I've got one of those migraine headaches. I can't stand it. I'm really sorry, because I know that we're behind schedule here. He goes, no, Bob, it's okay. I look, you're one of my best guys on the crew here, and I'm sorry this has happened to you. He says, but I've had these migraines. Bob says, you have? He said, yeah, I have. And I tried all kinds of stuff. Bob said, tell me about it. I've taken like 16 aspirins, and somebody else said, try this, hold your breath. And his supervisor, his boss says, no, Bob, no. That's none of the stuff works. I tried that. I'll tell you what worked for me. Somebody, and I don't know even why I thought of it or subconsciously somebody suggested something, but I tried everything else, and I didn't mean for this to work. But I couldn't work. I had such a bad headache, so I went home, and I had sex with my wife, and I came back to work, and that headache was gone. No headache. I'm not kidding. And Bob says, really? He goes, yeah. I'm telling you the truth, man. I went home, sex with my wife. I came back, boom, boom. I was as productive as ever. You should try that. Bob says, all right, thanks. Thanks, boss. So Bob leaves, and Bob comes back to work that afternoon about 3 hours later. And, man, he is working like crazy. His boss goes over and goes, oh, man, Bob, you're back. Your old self. Headache's gone? Bob said, gone. The boss says, so you took my advice. He says, I sure did. And by the way, boss, you got a really nice house.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Walgreens. Heavy Blues traffic in 2 downtown. Eastbound 64 Mason to Big Bend and then Jefferson to the Poplar. Southbound 170 lines up at Olive. Eastbound 70 volume Hanley 2, Lucas and Hunt. And then your Grand into an accident in the left lane at Madison. When's the best time for a cold? Never. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with the right relief fast. With Walgreens brand cold and flu products, you'll get effective multi-symptom relief you can trust. Swing by your local Walgreens today and start feeling better. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Guys, we all know Valentine's Day isn't for men, but it's not about us, is it? Get her something special from where they've been doing it the best for 67 years, Kirkwood Florist. Their award-winning staff can create the perfect bouquet of flowers for that special occasion or for no reason at all. Located at 10515 Manchester Road, Kirkwood Florist has been family-owned and operated since 1951, where they offer online ordering as well as delivery throughout the St. Louis metro area. Walk in today and speak with their friendly staff or log on to kirkwoodflorist.com.
With only three home games left, you don't want to miss the action at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, February 10th, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against LaSalle at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit SlewBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus LaSalle, Saturday, February 10th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets now at SlewBillikens.com.
Hey guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the Morning After heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals spring training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Post Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glenn Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meatmasters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks, fresh every day.
Attention TMA Lemmings! Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill has a treat for you in 2018. Stop by any of Hotshot's 11 area locations and order up a Lemmings lunch today. That's a flaming Vaughn burger and TMA hot tots along with plenty of soppings for only $8.99. It's a meal fit for a Lemming, available only at Hotshot's, exclusive home of our monthly TMA live events. Find the location nearest you at hotshotsnet.com and make Hotshot's your home for all the games, all the time.
All right, Southern California, here we come. We're on our way to check in with Mike Evans. Mike's brought to you by, as he is every day, by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. They are only closed on Monday. You will need a reservation for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's that good and it's that popular. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards. There's not a day that's not a good day to give somebody a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Here he is, the man with four names. I can't remember one of them, but three of them are Michael John Evans. What was that other middle name? I can't remember.
Leslie.
Michael John Leslie Evans. Wow, that's quite a handle.
It is. I got two pop quiz questions for you today.
All right.
First one, things you didn't know, the question about Matthew McConaughey.
Hey,
despite being from Texas, he hates the Dallas Cowboys, loves the Washington Redskins. He has a five-bedroom house. He is superstitious, sleeps in a different bedroom every night. Matthew McConaughey's best friend is Lance Armstrong, and they've been friends for many, 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 many years. The question is, what does Matthew McConaughey's mother do? It's so good that she won an award. Is she a chef, a teacher, an athlete, or a photographer? Answer in a minute. Second pop quiz, we have a movie review starring Chadwick Boseman. Some say Boseman. A great actor who has portrayed Jackie Robinson, the Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, James Brown. He's a brilliant actor, but what is Chadwick's education? Homeschool? Elementary school only? High school dropout, or a graduate of Howard University in Washington, D.C., and Oxford in London? Answer in just a minute. Little love nugget. All three jurisdictions in L.A., New York, and London have been talking to each other, and all say They have enough evidence to charge Harvey Weinstein with sexual assault and possible rape. It's just a matter of time who files first.
Two things real quickly. I have to interject. Bridal Cave is the place I was trying to think of, Bill. Lake of the Ozarks. And then I have a question for Mike. Did you know Richard Pryor? How well did you know?
Uh-oh.
I never knew Richard Pryor.
Okay.
But I had met Marlon Brando.
Okay.
My question to you, who was the pitcher? Who was the catcher? Come on.
Wow.
I'm guessing that Marlon Brando was the pitcher.
The pitcher?
I would say he was the catcher.
I was going to say we'll never know,
but we will know because Pryor's widow is going to publish his diary with all that stuff in it. So maybe we will.
My goodness!
Get off me!
All right.
I'll tell you what. I guarantee you, Marlon wasn't on top. That guy. What do you weigh? Like 300 pounds?
I know.
He was young.
How about that? Maybe you're going to talk about this. How about that Quincy Jones yesterday and all that stuff he said? Wow.
Well, you know, he's 88 years old or 89. I think he's senile.
Well, why would
Ivanka Trump date him?
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the other things I didn't mention. He said in the article he dated Ivanka Trump. That better be true. Because if it's not, somebody's not going to be real happy about that.
No, I would think you're right.
And then he goes off on the Beatles. Their music was
worst
SH.
Music. Worst, yeah.
He likes rap music.
Yeah. Somebody talk about getting up on the wrong side of the bed. Wow. And Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a thief. He stole his music. I mean, he went. And he and Michael Jackson
were close.
They did projects together. They collaborated.
He was one of his unofficial pallbearers at Michael's funeral.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. He must be off his meds or something. Mm-hmm.
Odds and ends, Travis Scott, Kylie Jenner's baby daddy returned from Vegas to see the baby, and he went straight back to Vegas the next day. That's speaking of Parenthood, the only time that Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck see each other is when they hand off the kids or they go to a function of one of the kids. They were at a softball game here in L.A. on Monday. They watched the game, but not together. They sat in separate parts of the stands. At least Ben didn't bring his girlfriend this time. That's not a good idea. Movie review opening limited engagement tomorrow. Everywhere next week, Black Panther. It is a treat of the year. Good.
I keep thinking it's Friday. It's not. It's Thursday. Because I said earlier that 15-17 or whatever to Paris was opening tonight. It opens tomorrow. I reviewed that
and gave it 4 stars. Remember?
Yeah.
I do remember.
Good versus evil. Past, present, and future. The special effects are second to none. Great acting. A story everybody will love. This thing will wear you out. And put a smile on your face and guarantee multiple sequels. It stars Chadwick Boseman, who we talked about, as the Black Panther. Michael B. Jordan, who plays the Panther's arch enemy. And there's Nupita Nyong'o, who is hotter than ever. All the women in this movie are the strongest female figures I've ever seen. This film is unbelievable. Marvel superhero, super movie. PG-13, 119 minutes, 4 stars. Opens everywhere, including St. Louis, a week from today. And don't forget 15-17 to Paris, 4 stars on that one. You gotta love that one. There's also 7 Oscar nominated movies that are playing everywhere. You might want to check that out. Tomorrow also opening up is 50 Shades Freed. Dakota Johnson and Jamie Dornan star in this utterly disgusting,
boring,
brainless garbage.
Yeah.
I'm doing a review. Like what'd you put that crap in there for?
It's not crap. He's saying the movie's boring.
Well, let me finish my review. Ready?
Ooh, touchy. Ooh, man.
I thought he was saying it about me.
No,
you were wrong. You jumped to conclusions.
I apologize.
Thank you.
All right. Back on track. Here we go.
Rarely does a movie have zip, zero, absolutely no redeeming quality at all. But this one qualifies. Rated R, 118 minutes, 0 stars.
Ooh.
How about a couple of TV nuggets, homie? Mm-hmm. I am shocked.
You got two pop quizzes. We got to get to them because we got
okay. I'm shocked. Celebrity Big Brother was number one in all demos yesterday.
Well,
first pop quiz question. Let's go with Matthew McConaughey. What did his mama do that got her an award? Was she a chef, a teacher, an athlete, or a photographer?
I'm going to say a photographer.
I'll go photographer.
Teacher. Chef.
Texas elementary school teacher.
Yeah.
All right. And Limey, I apologize. I think we're seeing my report was boring, so
absolutely
I
not, Mike. But never mind.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, this is a beautiful moment.
It is.
The other pop quiz question, Chadwick Boseman, his education, great actor, but was he just homeschooled? Was he elementary school only? Was he a high school dropout, or is he a graduate of Howard in Washington, D.C., and Oxford University in England?
With a name like Chadwick Boseman, I'm going to say he was homeschooled.
I'm going to say dropout.
Dropout.
Racist.
With a name like that, I'm going to say Howard and Oxford.
He's a graduate of Howard and Oxford University.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
There you go. That'll show you.
Have a great weekend. Frank, you take the day off tomorrow off. You've worked too dang hard.
Okay. Done.
Mike Evans. So, if I can do some rivets, burn his cigar snips, and snare rivets, back limits you.
I think that was Howard Sprague, the barber from Andy Griffith.
No, that was Howard Sprague wasn't the barber. That was Floyd.
Oh, Floyd.
Floyd,
that's right.
The barber.
Andy. That guy sounded like he was always having an orgasm.
I know.
Andy.
Come on, Six. Yeah. Come on, Andy. Six. Get up, Six.
It's coming. It's coming. All right, on the last bit of business, if I get it done in time, I'll hit you with a couple of the citizenship questions that are on the test to become a citizen that we didn't have time to do earlier. So let's get this done. First Community Credit Union. I'm happy, actually, that it's the last commercial I'm doing today because it's the last time we'll be together before Saturday morning. That's the yard sale with your co-hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman, 7 to 9 o'clock. It's a terrific show. And I didn't even call it a show. It's selling things, but they make it fun. Fun like it's been for the last 16 years. And now it's moved over to 590. So 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale, brought to you exclusively and only by First Community Credit Union, where they want you to know that if you have a small business, they love to be your business banking partner. You already know it's a great place to do personal banking, but it's a great place for businesses, too. And if you're a small business and you're going to grow at all, and I hope you are, you're going to need some stuff, and that stuff's going to cost money, which means you're probably going to need a bank to help you out, line of credit, loan, that kind of stuff. First Community Credit Union. We're talking like equipment or vehicles or real estate or company credit card, whatever. Routine expenses, First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com. I got a couple of minutes here. You want a couple of these questions from the
sure
straight from the government. This is these are questions that are actually on the test to become a citizen. I'll wait. I'll just let one person answer, and whoever gets it, don't answer unless you think you know, because we have one shot at this, and I'll take that answer. How many stripes are there in the U.S. flag?
13.
Way to go, Limey. Way to go.
One for each of the colonies, right?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Who's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court?
John Roberts.
Oh, yes. Whoa.
There you go, Tim.
There you go, Tim.
John Roberts. Next one's too easy. I'm going to skip that. Which of these is guaranteed by the First Amendment? Freedom of the press, right to bear arms, right to happiness, right to trial by jury. First Amendment.
Freedom of the press, right?
Limey, again.
Thank
yes.
You. Yes.
You keep going. You're going to become a U.S. citizen. Oh, that's right. You were born here.
This is your test.
And you know what? A lot of people who weren't listening when we first went on the air here and we went through all this stuff, they don't know that you were born here. They don't know you were an exterminator. But
yeah, that's right.
Not of people, like an assassin, but of bugs and stuff. You were. And you are a citizen. You were born here, but you lived over there 10 years, and that was long enough to pick up that accent. How many Supreme Court justices are there, Dan?
Why'd you ask me?
I don't know.
Rhymes with mine.
I don't know.
Oh, nine? Mm.
Dan, you're right. Nine. Nine Supreme Court justices. And anybody that wants to can jump on this one. What are the first 10 amendments to the Constitution called?
Nope.
Bill, come on.
The Bill of Rights?
Yes, Bill, it's your name is in it. Okay. The Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights.
Oh, that was close.
The Bill of Rights. Big question mark.
And this one's too hard. I'm not
Cleveland of Wright.
Yeah. He was just talking about visiting it on one of his On the Road segments last week.
Right. Mm. I got one more here. How many amendments are there to the Constitution?
Oh, Christ, I used to know this.
This is hard. This is hard. I didn't know this. 13. I wouldn't know this.
26?
17?
Wow, 27. No, 27.
Oh,
wow.
I'll say 27.
Dan, you're right. It's 27. Oh. Wow, Dan. So there you go. Sometime we'll take more of them and find out if we even deserve to call ourselves citizens and remain here. We know so little sometimes about this country and the way it works and the way it's run.
It'd be funny if Whiny was the only one that got to stay after all of this.
That's right. He's right. The only one left. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for being with us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, and 590thefan.com.